There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come.
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's here.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real, and you found him.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
I see dead people.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're here.
Freaking
talking. That's right, you reached Ghost Freaking Talking, your spooky paranormal podcast. And we are here on our Halloween edition of the 31 days.
Yeah, it is our Halloween edition.
Of Halloween. That's right. And if you guys can't, take a drink. If you guys heard the dog, she was barking in the background again. It ceases to amaze me with this dog.
Never
but anyway,
fails.
We are continuing our last day of the 31 days of Halloween. And can anybody guess how many actual days we got out of the 31 days?
Oh, you're going to bring it up, huh?
I'm going to bring it up because I feel like I let you guys down.
Yeah, I know. I feel kind of bad too, but...
We had some technical difficulties along the way, and we had some scheduling conflicts. So we missed a few days.
Yeah.
But this is our 23rd day of Halloween.
Hey, you know, life happens. It's, you know, the real world.
Yeah, you know, 23 days, though, is pretty good.
Considering...
For an over-under, I would have just put us at, like, 14 days.
Like, 2 weeks tops.
2 weeks tops.
No, I'm pretty impressed, you know. I mean, that's a lot, considering we've, you know, how many we've put out. Since what, March maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, it's more than that, so
definitely.
We win.
Exactly. So if you guys are listening to us via podcast, make sure to leave a review wherever you're getting this podcast. And if you guys are on YouTube, you can see us in our Halloween garb.
We got our costumes on tonight.
We do have our costumes on tonight. And I am your humble host. My name is Plague Dr. Nick. I'm like the futuristic plague doctor.
Oh, is that what you're
like
going
the,
for?
I'm like the 2020 version of the plague doctor.
Okay, well, yeah, you're rocking it, so.
Yeah, thank you. I will say this fucking jacket is hot right now.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I just turned on the heat for you, so.
Thank you very much. And my host tonight is, my co-host tonight is.
My name is Newsroom Nessie. Tonight I am Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn from the Suicide Squad. And
yes.
I have to say, you are looking mighty fine, lady.
Thank you.
Oh, you're looking delish. Our normal co-host, the crew, Trent, once again.
Not here. Missing out,
dude. But, you know, whatever. We still love you, I think. I don't know. You'll make it up. We'll make him record, how many podcasts did we miss? 8 podcasts? We'll make him record 8 podcasts to make up for the 8 that we missed.
Yeah, there we go.
By himself.
10 favorite things.
Yeah, his 10 favorite things. Oh, my God. Don't even bring up that. That was a joke on his YouTube channel. Like I said, if you guys are checking us out here on YouTube, make sure to subscribe and hit the notification bell for whenever we drop new videos. You'd be the first one to know. And after today, I think we're just going to go back to our normal weekly podcast. But all month long, we have dropped short little videos. We had a 2-hour interview episode that we did earlier this month as well.
Yep.
And, think, two other 1 hour or three other 1 hour episodes, but most of them have been like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Possibly 40, somewhere along the line.
Yeah, it's been a nice variety.
Yeah, and we've gotten positive feedback from a lot of people.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot of people say they like the short format shows.
Yeah, I enjoy them. I tend to listen to them, you know, even more than once on my commute.
Yeah.
So.
It's people like it because, I don't know, I think we are in the times of people with short attention spans.
Yeah, I mean, someone doesn't necessarily have a lot of time to always just sit down and, you know, kind of focus on one thing. Everyone's kind of multitasking these days.
Even though when I go for podcasts, though, I usually listen to the longer podcasts because usually when I'm listening to podcasts, I'm working.
You're working, yeah.
So, you know, I usually just let it run in the background and, you know, I hate having to get a short episode of a podcast and then be like, oh, fuck, now I got to find another podcast.
Got to find something else, yeah.
I prefer long podcasts, but maybe we'll test the waters on,
mix it up a bit.
You know, record one long podcast and just break it up into like two podcasts during the week or something.
I don't know.
We'll toy around with it, but I do want to get to, you know, doing a one podcast a week at least. Because before we would take like weeks off without dropping a podcast, so you know, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to keep this train flowing.
Sounds good.
So tonight, since it is Halloween, all Hallows Eve tonight.
It is.
And unfortunately, we were supposed to go to a Halloween party.
We were.
But there's rumblings that there's a possibility that somebody could have had COVID along the way.
They
were exposed along the way. So we're just kind of, we're going to play it safe.
Yeah, we're going to play it safe. You know, we have kids, so we got to think about that. It's not just about us.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get the kids out, go trick-or-treating for, you know, a little bit or whatever. And
yeah, they are allowing trick-or-treating around the neighborhood. So, yeah, I'm going to take my son out and, do some trick-or-treating. I know you'll take your kids out, I believe.
I don't know if I'm taking them out or their mom is. I don't know. Our plans have been just kind of blown up since the whole party got canceled and shit.
Yeah.
But that's the year we're living in.
Yeah, I mean, it's par for...
Par for 2020, man. I was really surprised that they are allowing kids to go out and trick-or-treat anyway.
I'm kind of surprised, too, to be honest with you. I figured they would cancel it. And then I figured that we would just have to do some kind of, like, Halloween party for the kids. And like, a Easter egg hunt, but... For Halloween.
Yeah, for Halloween candy. My whole thing was I was just going to go out and buy my kids, you know, a bag of whatever candy that they really like.
And then Halloween.
And then happy Halloween. Boom. There's a 15-pound bag of Reese's, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't think they need that.
Nah.
Maybe you can get them, like, the movie pack.
Fucking right after spending, like, fucking $900 on fucking... tooth stuff for, you know, surgery. Fucking kids, man. Fucking
no more candy.
They don't need candy to begin with.
Yeah, no more candy.
They should be trick-or-treating for fucking toothbrushes. I don't know. But tonight, since it is Halloween, this isn't going to be one of our regular shows. I want to kind of go back and touch on some of the episodes we passed through on this 31 days.
Okay.
23.
Sorry.
But I want to start off the show with talking about the Conjuring House again.
Okay.
Because today they did the big seance.
Oh, it was the seance day.
Today was seance day.
Because it was like the anniversary of when the Warrens did their
seance and the mother got dragged across the house and possessed and tables flipped over and this and that.
So that's kind of the scene in the movie based on that night then.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And it was on October 30th. And tonight they said 47 years, but I could have sworn yesterday they said 44 years ago. So it's either 47 or 44. I don't know. We don't fact check here because, you know, we don't give a fuck. So we just go with the flow. So it's either 47 or 44. Google it. I don't fucking care.
45 and a half.
45 and a half. can't be a half because it happened on the 30th of October. You're confusing me now. Now I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Threw you off there, huh?
Definitely. I'm like, fuck. Now, so tonight, they had Nick Groff come in, and they were trying to reenact they tried to do another seance to try to conjure up whatever was conjured up back in, you know.
Gotcha. 44. They're trying to, like, reconnect with the
spirit that did some fuckery back in the day.
All right.
And, you know, it was a nice build up all day.
Were they successful?
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're jumping
ahead.
You're jumping ahead here. the seance, you know, the whole day started off because they're doing a full 3 days of live, you know, stuff going on in the house.
Yes, and today's, well...
Today's day two.
Friday was day two.
Yep. Or, yeah, Friday was day two. Aha, you almost messed up. Because we're recording this on Friday. So they started off the day. They did some more investigating around the house, mm-hmm. which was really cool. I love them just going in and just investigating.
Yeah.
I touched on this yesterday's show where I love the fact that they just go in and investigate and I don't have to listen to 16 people plug in either a TV show, their book, or what the fuck ever.
Their Instagram page.
Their Instagram pages.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's more up your alley. I mean, that's kind of what you want to see. You want to see the investigation side. You want to try and see some evidence, some proof, something.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's how you're going to do it.
And, all day long, you know, they would jump in. They go to a different spot in the house, and then they will, do a spirit box or, you know how Corey did the big electricity thing last year or at the last seance or not seance, but the last show where he had the big Tesla looking coil thing. And so he busted that back out, tried to energize the house.
Gotcha.
And, had some cool stuff pop through the speakers and stuff there. But before we get into the actual meat and potatoes, the whole seance thing that happened, there was an awesome thing that happened today. While Papa John was down in the basement. Well, first, I have to say, Corey started it off with the SLS camera down in the basement.
Okay, that's probably my favorite.
If you guys don't know what the SLS camera is, basically it's the Kinect modified on your computer to map out things like a stick figure for a body.
Yeah.
So Corey took it down there. It was just him. And I was really shocked to find out that Corey has never been, like, grabbed or, like, poked or anything at this house.
Okay.
Today freaked the fuck out of him. And you could tell.
Oh, it happened?
He said something, like, not malicious, but violently grabbed his leg when he was down in the basement today.
Really?
And you could tell because he was all, you know, toying around and, you know, just being Corey.
Mm-hmm.
And just like that, the script got flipped when he got grabbed. He just seemed like out of sorts. He was like kind of giggling about it, but kind of like as in,
what,
like,
the hell just happened?
Yeah, well, I can't believe that fucking just happened. And he's like,
wow.
Yeah, it was really cool, you know, seeing his full on reaction the way he did. So Corey was trying to get him to talk again and really never talked. So he's like, fuck it, you know, I'm going to go up and get John down here. Because Papa John is like the ghost whisperer in this house. You're like, you give this dude a device and he's going to fucking get something.
Yeah.
And it ceases to amaze me. You know, I wish I had half of his talent of getting things, you know, to talk to you. So Papa John comes down. And he starts using a couple different devices, and it's actually talking to him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like talking about the seance. It said seance a couple times. It said basement a couple times. And then he sat down on a chair, Okay, guys, an SLS camera will map your figure in, but you'll be in a stick figure.
Yeah.
Stick figure form. So whether you're a human or whether you're a spirit. So Papa John sat down on this chair, right?
Yes.
And he kind of was holding the device in his lap.
Yes.
And the device, the SLS camera, kind of was glitching a little bit. So, like, his arm was going up and down like this. I don't, you guys can't see it, you know, via podcast, but his arm was, like, rapidly moving up and down in his crotchal area.
Crotchal area.
Let's just say in the chat, we were blowing up the chat. We're like, dude, John, you don't need me sitting like that. John, what are you doing?
John's jerking off down in the basement.
John was jerking off down in the basement.
Caught on camera.
Caught on camera. Oh, it was so funny. I was like literally rolling on the floor laughing so hard. I think I pissed myself because he was totally unaware of what was going on.
That's hilarious.
And then because Jennifer and them watched the chats too.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, fuck.
Once she realized. Yeah,
all of a sudden you heard somebody running across the house. And she kind of like opened up the door and she's like, John, you really shouldn't be sitting like that.
Change positions.
Yeah, you shouldn't be sitting down. Change positions. And he's like, why? You know, totally unaware. And she's like, just don't be sitting down.
And quit jerking off.
Yeah, quit jerking off down there. yeah, it was funny. And then he stopped the session. He went upstairs and they showed him what was going on.
Yeah.
And he about died laughing.
Well, he put it on his Facebook page because that's where you showed me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So he put it on his Facebook page. So if you want to follow John Huntington on Facebook, yeah, you could see him SLS jerking off. I was blown away.
That was worth the $5.
It was definitely. I would have paid $25 to see that. And speaking of people paying a lot of money, multiple times today, people were coming into the live stream and saying, "I can't believe I paid $20 for what they're giving me over at the Dark Zone."
Oh, really? So they're unhappy fans.
Yeah.
I guess they're not fans, but unhappy...
Unhappy people that paid $20.
Patrons.
Yeah, of the Dark Zone, because evidently it's a total shit show that was going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Crazy.
I haven't seen any evidence coming out of it. Usually, you know, because we're in that seance room.
Yeah.
And I've yet to see any kind of stuff, you know, because people will take screenshots and
put people talking about it in there?
One or two people are.
But not too much?
It's more... taken over by the Conjuring House.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people are pissed off with that because I guess they don't even have sound on their cameras or anything over there.
But it's a music fest.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So I can't really, you know, I was just going by what some people were saying.
Yeah.
And people were like, man, I paid $20, but I'm spending more of my time here because absolutely nothing is going on over there.
Wow.
So I feel bad because, you know, we supported the Dark Zone and, you know, just it was the Lizzie Borden house.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were trying to remember last night.
It's Lizzie Borden.
Remember that one.
I don't know. I listened to the podcast today and I was like, man, I sound like a fucking retard trying to, you know, trying to figure out what the Lizzie Borden's name was. We supported them. We did the Conjuring House, and then we did Lizzie Borden.
Yeah.
But when they started talking rock concerts and Hollywood movie stars and shit like that popping in on their thing this time around,
yeah,
I was like, no, fam. You know, I'm not going to drop $20 when I have this awesome family that I feel like I've been connected to.
Yeah, and that they're actually doing something. You know, you can be more involved, a little more, you know, like intimate. I mean, granted, I haven't seen video of the ship, but.
And it was only $5.
Yeah.
$5 foot long.
Actually, I don't even think the $5 foot longs exist anymore.
Oh, do they not?
No, I don't think they're $5 anymore. Oh. I saw a commercial.
Oh, shit.
Talking about, like, oh, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been to Subway in like years.
Yeah, so Jimmy John's, Trump, Subway.
Jimmy John's in the house.
Heading for lunch today.
Because they're freaky fast. Freaky good.
Freaky fast.
just like Papa John down there in the basement. Papa John was delivering down there.
you did.
Definitely.
You were funny.
His favorite topping, sausage. So.
You been going.
Yeah. So it was like a running joke all day in the chat. It was like, because tonight they were going to do the seance and Papa John was going to be at the seance table.
Oh, Friday night.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Friday night, because it is Halloween today.
Yep.
The running joke was, nobody wants to hold his hands during the seance because we know where his hands have been. And, and they're like, well, we'll make sure he showers first before.
Or at least wash your hands. You're good to go.
Yeah. Right. It's, you know, what is the whole thing? You need to wash your hands 20 seconds or something.
At least seconds. COVID safe.
COVID safe. You know, especially after you're jerking off in a basement in a haunted house. Oh, that's so awesome. So that's going to be memed forever. You know, because during a Q&A session today, they said all the equipment that's in the house is their stuff. So they plan on doing more of these.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so...
Oh, that's awesome.
So, you know, definitely they have my money, you know, whenever they're going to do it again. Definitely have my money because a lot of people talked about it in today's chat as well, that people have a pull towards the house, whether it's because of the family or something in the house is pulling people to the house.
Yeah.
I've had that pull because, you know, I went into the Lizzie Borden house thinking, oh, yeah, you know, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. I'm like, and it just reiterates how much of a different feel the Conjuring house has to where it's pulling you. And so when Nick Groff finally got on the live stream tonight, because he wasn't there at all the first day, wasn't there until probably about an hour before the seance tonight.
Friday, yes.
No, Friday. Thank you for this is Halloween, people.
It is Saturday, October 31st.
October 31st.
Halloween.
Halloween. but yeah, he got there like an hour before.
Okay.
So I was like.
So was he part of the seance?
He might as well not have been.
Oh.
But he was part of the seance. So they started it up, you know, and it went all very, very Hollywood when they started up the actual seance, like at that 6 or 5 o'clock time, our time, 6 o'clock their time. So they had a whole, you know, video package put together, you know, the seance host, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And then, you know, he's, you know, all serious and shit, and, you know, lights are turned down low and everything. And then I was like, I just lost that feel of just being like a willy-nilly thing. You know, and that was like, oh, here we're produced now. We're falling into that trap of being in a produced show.
Oh.
And it lost that little bit of glimmer that it had for a day and a half. Because, you know, I've always been a big Nick fan because him and Ghost Adventures, I feel like they were there for when shit started happening in our house.
Yeah.
And I really didn't have anywhere to turn to. And it was like, oh, you know, my friend was like, you need to watch this show. You know, they show you, you know, how to investigate and stuff like that. So yeah. I started watching and, you know, Nick is more of he's not the dude guy, you know, like Zach is. He's more of the straight guy. So he was more of the level-headed person.
Okay.
So I always envied Nick because, you know, if that's how I want to go into an investigation, I don't want to be the dude person, right?
Dude!
And
well, if you see something, I mean,
you know, and I, you know, Nick left Ghost Adventures because of some disagreements or whatever. You know, I never really dove into why he left or whatnot, and he started up his new show with this other chick. And then now he's off doing another show now. But I don't know. It's kind of like sometimes when you really look up to somebody and then you start seeing them for something else.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh.
And then it just kind of, I'm like, I get it.
I'm like, this guy's Hollywood. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't know. It's really hard to explain. Because, yeah, I get that they're trying to put on a show.
Right.
They're trying to entertain people. But it's such a night and day difference from the Heinz and family, Papa John, you know, Jay Prather, who does the equipment and stuff. You know, how they're all, like, loose and everything. Nick just seemed very uptight and trying to make it serious. Did you hear that? And then, you know, trying to make something out of nothing, because everyone in the chat's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't hear fucking anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is he trying? Is he trying to make, you know, a program, you know? So I kind of lost a little bit of glimmer of my nickdom.
Okay. Well, that's too bad.
You know, that kind of sucked, you know? So, like, that first 2 hours of this 3-hour seance period was basically him walking through the house with his Geo box.
Okay.
Basically, it's like a an ovilus, but on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
An ovilus is like the word generated stuff.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
But this has more like sentences.
Okay.
And it, you know, it was coming up, and it kept saying seance, 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 seance room. And then I started thinking, I'm like, there is this thing called a Phasma box, where you go on and you can put words into the Phasma box that you want into the Phasma box. So when it starts going, you could set it for, you know, I want this word to pop up 9 times out of 10. So I'm thinking, is his box set up to where he could download shit onto this box, and then, you know, since this is the seance thing,
yeah.
he's like, let's pump to say seance, you know.
I don't know. I didn't see it, so I don't know.
So that is my thinking. That's just my, and people in the chat, because I brought it up in the chat, and they're like, why are you called Ghost Freaking Talking when you're poo-pooing on everything? I'm like, I'm not really poo-pooing on anything. I just want legitimate stuff.
Well, right.
You know, people were talking about how YouTubers fake their evidence and stuff like that. I'm like, go to my YouTube page. We do not fake anything.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, because I would love to prove to people that shit really does exist.
Yeah.
And it's if Nick pumped this box full of these words just to make a show, that's taking away from what I'm doing on my channel, what so-and-so is doing on their channel, you know, trying to promote actual ghost hunting instead of entertainment. And then so when you're out somewhere and you're like, oh yeah, you know, my house is haunted, people are like, oh, that's a fucking real, you know, everything I see on the internet's fake.
Yeah.
It's because of shit like that. So hopefully I'm just wrong and talking on my ass right now.
You could be.
But I jumped on and tried to look up to see, you know, how does this geo thing actually work?
Okay.
And I couldn't really find anything, you know, how it's programmed or whatnot. So, so I have to give it, you know, the benefit of the doubt that it's not plugged in like that, but it sounds a lot like a Phasma box. And that's what you do with the Phasma box. You pump in your own words and shit that you want with it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, you always hope that, you know, things are legitimate, but there's always a chance that it's not. You know, unless you're kind of there yourself, you just kind of have to, you know, make the choice based on the best evidence you have.
Yeah.
and yeah, and go with it.
Yeah, so hopefully that's not the case. And, you know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I just couldn't get a straight answer from anybody anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of me having to go in and research a little bit more. Just because now it's in my crawl and
yeah,
I need to figure it out.
yeah.
So whether it's I have to order myself one of these geo boxes and be like, what the fuck's going on here?
How's it work?
But more than likely it's like $1,500, like the SLS camera.
Yeah, if you're gonna drop $1,500, get the SLS.
Yeah, definitely. So this leads us up to the actual seance night. All right, seance, where the third hour of this whole seance program, we're sitting down around a table. They bring in a witch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, which I should go back at the beginning of the seance thing, like at the very beginning. She's down in the basement. She draws a circle on the floor and starts walking around, chanting and shit. And I was like, I'm like, this is how it's going to go, right? So they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to bring her back for whenever we're doing the seance upstairs. So we're at the seance. Everyone and their fucking mother is sitting around this table. There was like, I would say, 10 to 15 people sitting around this table.
Okay.
That's a lot of fucking people.
It is.
And I...
Is there a limit for a seance?
No, I'm just saying because one of the things on the seance is that everybody has to clear their minds and focus.
And do you really think all those people are clearing their minds and focusing?
No. No. And you can see it in some of these people's faces. You know, you had these YouTubers there. And the one, yeah, he's got like 4.5 million subscribers. And I don't know. I started watching some of his stuff. I was like, yeah, you know, this guy seems like he's a bit of full of himself.
So, isn't everybody? When you have a channel, you got to be full of yourself.
I don't know. I just don't get a good vibe from him.
Okay.
And I definitely feel like he's just there because either A, he's getting paid to do it, or B, you know, it's going to bring him more people.
I don't know. Yeah.
He's not there to actually
summon. You don't think
summon,
he actually gives a fuck?
Yeah. I don't think he's actually there to actually summon something, you know. But then again, that's me talking on my ass again.
Everybody has opinions.
Yeah. But yeah, there's, and they brought this witch back and she starts off, she's salted the table and shit like that. And I will go into that here in a second.
Do we want to?
Yeah, so, you know, she's cute and everything. You know, I could see where they brought her in. You know, a little bit of eye candy I could see. You know, because you think witches, you think of, you know, warts and, you know,
Old ladies,
you know, double toil and trouble type of stuff.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And she's here with her long pink hair, looking all, you know, she kind of looks like the girl that is the new Sabrina the Teenage Witch in the Netflix show.
Oh.
So then I'm like, oh, well, I'll check out her Instagram. I get onto her Instagram. It's like, ah, she's one of those girls.
And what's that?
She's in like bikinis and stuff like that and this and that. And it's like, oh, she's one of those girls. I like to call Insta whores.
Oh my gosh. So if I put a, hey, you actually put a picture of me in a bikini on your Facebook page. I don't know if it's on Instagram. I think it is on Instagram.
No, on Ghost Freaking Talking. Well, it's part. It was because you were.
But still, it's
it
on. You posted
thing.
It.
It wasn't like it's not like I'm going on for clickbait on your sexy rocking ass body. Even though I probably should.
Oh goodness.
But
my God.
No, but you know it's like. I'll show you the pictures later.
Okay.
And then you'll be like, oh, it's not like she's just like at the beach and like, oh, it's a happy day. You know, look at the sun. No, it's like, look at me. I'm leaning up against the wall. My tits out and, you know, my vajayjay hanging out.
Being her slutty self, man.
Yeah. And we will bring that up. B be your slutty self. Those See? T-shirts are still coming.
Yeah. Don't knock her, man. She's rocking it. Be your slutty self, girl.
But she started the seance, and she's like, everybody needs to clear their minds and take this serious, 100%. So she's doing the seance, and it looks like she can't keep a straight face while she's doing it.
Like, is she smiling the whole time? Or?
Yeah, it's like she, you know, how you're like, right?
Yeah.
That's what she kind of looked like. I was like, you're not taking it serious to begin with. So how are we supposed to conjure something up?
If you feel she wasn't serious.
Yeah. And I'm not the only one that saw it. Everybody in the chat saw it.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of people that are like, where did they dig up this chick? You know, did she just get her like witch's driver's license, like in a Cracker Jack box or something?
I think that'd be a license to broom.
License to broom. There you go. But yeah, the seance went around and nothing was happening. So Nick started being like, I feel something. And she's like, yeah, you feel that too, right? And everybody else in the table's like, I don't feel shit. Right? So it's like they're trying to lead on to something, trying to make a program, because we are Hollywood. So nothing's happening. You can see it in Nick's face is like, fuck, nothing's happening.
Okay.
We have to make something happen.
So you feel that the seance piece wasn't necessarily like genuine?
No, I didn't. And it didn't go over well with the people in the chat as well. It was very, you could see that it was...
They were unhappy?
No.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's... You want to provide, you know, entertainment, obviously, but, you know, there's a fine line between...
Wanting to find actual answers and then...
Just doing it to...
Muddy in the water up.
Be funny or whatever the reasoning.
No.
If that's the case. I mean, I'm not saying it is. You know, I haven't watched it, so... I don't have a solid opinion.
Yeah. Well, everybody on the table, it got to the point where it's like, okay, nothing's happening. Everybody put their hands on the table. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they're like, the table's vibrating. You know, okay. And then we go into the whole, you have 15 people touching this table. And, you know, varying of age ranges, who's to say somebody isn't scared? And yeah. They're not shaking the table. Look at, I'm shaking the table right now. And you barely even see that I'm moving it. Right?
No, I can see your hand moving.
Don't look too good.
And I don't even have my glasses on.
But all of a sudden, they're like, the table's cracking in half. Because she did a salt circle, right?
Okay.
And the salt from probably people shaking the table... fell into the crack of the table where you would spread it apart for possible, you know, what do they call it? Like a leaf in a table?
Yeah. So was this table solid? Do you know it had a seam there for a leaf?
They started zooming in on the table and you could definitely tell it's split in half. It's not like the ghost came and split the table in half.
It's just how the table is.
Yeah. Excuse me, my forehead is leaking. It's like sweating big time underneath this mask. Oof, I am dying here. But, yeah, so their whole big push was, oh my God, you know, the ghost broke the table in half. And we're all sitting in the chat, we're like,
no.
No. No. No. That's, the table is like that. And, you know, if you vibrate a table enough, it's going to shake that salt into that crack. So it looks like it got split.
Yes. No, I get it. I mean, I have a table in my kitchen that has the, you know, the seams there for the leaves. And I got pumpkin guts in it today. So,
carving my pumpkins. And everybody in the podcast land listening to this is probably like, wow, why do you call yourself, you know, a paranormal investigator when all you do is shit on everything?
Yeah, tonight you're shitting on a lot of shit.
It's because I am a believing skeptic. You know, I am going to go through everything with a fine-tooth comb because, all right, yeah, that could have happened, but there could be other five other scenarios that could be explained, right?
Yeah. No, I get it. You don't have to explain it to me. I mean, you're questioning, you know, what you see. I mean, that's that's what you have to weed through and figure out, you know, what's legit and what's not.
Yeah.
And it is all very subjective, so.
Yeah, well, you know, but I was amped up for this whole seance thing. You know, I sat here, ate my dinner, was watching it. I was pumped.
All excited. You had too high of expectations.
Yeah.
And you got to set the bar low, and then when something cool happens, you're like, yeah! And then you're all, like, excited. And
yeah, exactly.
Instead of being like, oh, fuck, man, that wasn't what I fucking expected at all.
I am not sitting here complaining, ooh, I spent $5 and I got this bullshit. I got my $5 worth yesterday. And then today with Papa John jerking off in the basement, that was just icing on the cake. Literally. But you know, the whole build up to the seance thing was a little bit more than it panned out to be. And I get it. You can't make ghosts just jump on command.
Right.
But don't go and try to fake stuff.
Yeah.
Just so you can say something happened.
Yeah.
And you got your $5 worth.
If that's the case, I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah. More than likely after this, the Heinzens family are probably not going to have anything to do with this ever again because we just shit all over their stuff. But, you know, in my defense, I love the Heinzen family and everything they've done leading up to this whole seance thing.
Yes.
And then, Hollywood got a hold of what they were doing and Hollywoodized it. And then, you know, probably Nick is gone, right? And then tomorrow they're just going to go in and investigate more, right?
I don't know. Could be.
And everything would be hunky dory again. I think they have something good on their hands to where they don't need the Nick Groffs, the Susan Slaughters of the world to come in and hold their hand because they definitely have a big following to where they don't need that.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if they do this again, which they say they want to, they just need to go in because they're good friends with, you know, different paranormal investigators that aren't, you know, weren't on 200 episodes of Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
You know? And just do what you're doing. You guys are entertaining alone. You don't need that, the pomp and circumstance.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if you look at where the Dark Zone has gone, the Dark Zone has basically drowned themselves out because that's all it is now, is pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, they wanted the, you know, it sounded like that it was like the investigation thing, and then all of a sudden it's a music festival, and yeah. It just got convoluted.
Yep. So that was day two of the seance revisited with the seance, you know, revisited. I don't know. I you know, I've definitely got my $5 worth before the seance, so I'm not complaining that, you know, I spent $5 and this is what I got.
Oh, no, it's $5. Like,
but being somebody that wants actual proof of a paranormal existence, to have it muddy, the water just muddy, because everybody in the world in that chat was believing everything all day. You know, wow, this is like legit stuff happening. And then to have what was happening in the seance and people in the chat are like, there were actual people getting in arguments in the chat about how fake it was, and other people are like, this is real, this is fake.
Yeah.
And
well, it's subjective. You're gonna have people on both sides.
But leading up, that was the first time I've seen anything in that chat in the last day and a half. There's no arguments leading up. And then that happened, and then it's like the world collapsed in the chat. It was really weird. It was a very odd situation. So if you guys are still listening,
they're not.
No, they tune off. And I've been on a 43-minute rant now, and I apologize for that.
Oh, yeah, you have.
but I don't know.
All righty. So, well, we do have an Etsy partner.
Oh, there we go. We do have an Etsy partner. And it is our last day with our fun Etsy partner, Mr. Hinkle Draws. That's right. Go to Etsy shop, Mr. Hinkle Draws, and order your awesome horror-themed stickers. You got Jason, Freddy. What do we got? Michael Jackson in the Thriller outfit. Zombified. You got the Billy the Puppet from Saw. He's got 10 different designs. Ghostface Killer. All of them. So go out there and order your stickers. And he also has some other fun stuff out there as well on his Etsy page. So give those a look. And I do know that the Mandalorian just started back up. He does have Mandalorian and Baby Yoda stickers as well. So get out there and order those. So check out this commercial right here.
I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
Excellent day for an exorcism.
It's alive! Oh, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
What's the problem? Come on, I'll take you home.
Get your limited edition Halloween sticker series at Etsy.com. Shop Mr. Hinkle Draws. 10 designs to choose from Jason, Freddy, Ghostface, Carrie, Thriller Michael Jackson, Frankenstein's Monster and the Bride of Frankenstein, Billy the Puppet, Pennywise the Clown, and Reagan from The Exorcist. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. So go out and order your Mr. Hinkle Draws stickers at Etsy shop Mr. Hinkle Draws. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to apologize a little bit for the rant that I went on. I was just let known during the break that I might have crossed a few lines, and I definitely apologize to everyone out there and during the seance thing. I apologize. I was a little upset.
Well, yeah, I mean, and your feelings are completely valid. I'm not saying that they're not, but...
But do you get to where I'm not complaining about the money situation? I am...
I'm not even questioning that. No, not at all. It's not even about that. No, it's not even about that.
Okay.
No.
It's just that, I have very strong feelings about the paranormal stuff, and, I want it to be legitimized.
No, I get it.
Hollywoodized.
I can't say, I didn't watch it, so I can't give you my opinion. So it's hard for me to just sit here and just be like, okay.
But you know the best thing about this, though, is that I can go back and you can watch it because it's all videotaped and we can do and go watch the replay of it.
Okay.
So we'll watch the replay of it and then we'll give your feedback on the next episode.
Oh, we will? I don't think anyone cares about my feedback.
So you could either be like, I was full of shit, or I was right. Or maybe I just went too harsh on him.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I didn't see it, so I can't say one way or the other. So
all right. So that was the seance. So we do have a day 3 coming up. I don't know if I will recap it because it is today, Halloween, and we got a lot of shit going on today, so
yeah.
We gotta go. I'm gonna go to Wolf Hollow in my getup and go trick-or-treating there.
Yeah.
And say hello to my friends, Randy and Liz. And then got kids stuff to do. You got stuff that you want me to help you with. And
yeah, busy day tomorrow.
So, yeah. No, it's not tomorrow.
Today was a busy day.
Today was a busy day. Oof, I am tired.
So tired.
But yeah, it's kind of sad ending the 31 days. I've had a lot of fun along the way this month.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed the episodes.
I believe there was just maybe one or two stinkers along the way. You know, I did get a lot of complaints about the Winchester house. That was boring.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of complaints?
A couple.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a couple complaints on that one. Because it said that we were pretty much checked out by that. Because I think we recorded
third one we recorded, yeah.
Yeah, so, we definitely realized that we can't record three podcasts back to back to back.
Yeah, we're not.
They complained a little bit about that one. But people loved, like, the costume episode.
Yeah, I've listened to that too a few times. It's pretty fun.
The costume episode was a big hit. But do you know which episode was our top downloaded episode? Any guesses?
I don't know. Bloody Mary?
Nope, it was not the Bloody Mary episode. No? It was the Black Eyed Children.
Really?
Yeah, the Black Eyed Children almost doubled the amount of downloads as all the rest of them.
Huh, interesting. Everyone likes creepy kids with black eyes, I guess.
I guess. You know, it was really, really interesting.
Huh. That's cool.
And second place was like maybe 1,000 downloads below that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really weird. Next on Ghost Freaking Talking, we're going to talk Black Eyed Children for the rest of the year.
Oh, good thing there's only 2 months left.
Yeah, right.
Which is fucking crazy to begin with because, you know, like the start of 2020, you know, it was like, what, March when we were all stuck at home, like lockdown, like literal lockdown, basically.
Yep.
For what, 2-3 months? And you think that time would have just, you know, drug by because you're sitting at home bored as hell?
No. We're turning
the
page,
now,
man.
It's November 1st.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, and then we're going on to Christmas.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I went to the store, and there's too much Christmas shit out already.
Well, fuck. Big Lots was playing Christmas music October 10th.
I know.
It's like, god damn, people.
It's like the older we get, the faster time goes.
Yeah. You know, and fuck, I am like 4 months away from turning 40.
Pushing 40. You're almost over the hill.
In February, I'll be 40 years old, man. It's like, where the fuck is the time gone?
I know, it's weird. I'm not far behind you.
Yeah, but so hopefully, you know, we can put 2020 behind us, but 2021's not looking as bright now because I've already had shit canceled in 2021.
Yeah, I think it's going to be another year of weirdness.
Yeah, so, but you guys can always hang out here at Ghost Freaking Talking.
You can.
Also, check out our other YouTube channel, The Brickhead Family, because now that Ghost Freaking Talking is done, our 31 days of Halloween, we'll be doing a little bit more on the Brickhead Family channel, and that is family-friendly.
Yes.
Legit family-friendly stuff, so you guys can go check out that stuff as well. And I do have our buddy Slow Death working on a new logo design for The Brickhead Family, so we'll have like a total relaunch.
Cool.
We'll be really cool. So
exciting.
We got that coming down the pike. And so, yeah, 31 days has been really fun. And I hope you guys have enjoyed it, too. Like I said, I'm sorry that Trent kind of poo-pooed on us the last few episodes here. And he'll be back. And then we'll be at full strength. And we'll put Nessie back in the newsroom.
I'll get stuck back in my newsroom.
The Spreadshop newsroom. Because we do have a merch shop.
We do.
So if you guys want some awesome merch, go out and buy it there. I'm still trying to design up a Be Your Slutty Self t-shirt.
I was just going to say, yep, Be Your Slutty Self.
So I'm going to get that t-shirt out there.
Sweet.
That will be nice. And, well, I'll let you, you know.
I'll rock it.
You'll rock it?
Yeah.
You can be your slutty self?
Well, I said I might as well wear the shirt, right?
Yeah, because one of the comments that we got on our costume episode is that's when that was brought up, you know, be your slutty self.
Yes.
And how I was like, it's called Horoween.
Horoween, yes.
And then it was like, then Vanessa's in the Harley Quinn outfit with your ass cheeks hanging out the back end.
Not quite hanging out the back end. You know, I mean, yeah, I have some little hot pants on, but, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say this is completely, you know, provocative. You know, compared to a lot of other costumes out there, like, yeah. I'm covered.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I got a long sleeve shirt on, you know, up to my neck. Like, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So my legs are showing. Ooh.
Yeah. You know, and when I did that bar crawl last year, you know, chicks, their tits are all hanging out. And
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Their asses are legitimately hanging out.
Yeah.
Skirts and shit. So, yeah. It could be worse. But, you know, you do pull it off really good.
Thank you.
Look really good.
I'd say it's PG-13.
Yeah, it's very PG-13. So
at the worst.
Yeah, yeah. But you pull it off pretty good. You make a really hot looking Harley Quinn. So, got my thumbs up.
Yes.
You guys can't see them because I'm wearing black gloves and everything's black.
Well, you're the sexiest plague doctor I've seen. So.
Yeah. What can I say? Yeah, I bring it. I bring the hotness. So, thanks guys for hanging out with us today for our Halloween edition. And it ended up being about an hour episode. Because I've ranted.
Of ranting.
And I apologize. But if I'm wrong, guys, leave comments in the comment section on this YouTube. Or write to us at...
GhostFT@Yahoo.com.
GhostFT@Yahoo.com. That's where you can write to us your complaints. Or if you guys have awesome ghost stories, we would love to read ghost stories on our episodes each week. So write to them there, and we will read them on the show, and wrap up our episodes with, you know, fan, you know,
some love,
some fan love,
or some hate, depending on
how I'm feeling that day.
No, depending on what people send in after this episode.
Oh yeah.
I'm messing with you,
dude. If they want to hate me, they can hate me. But
I don't think they will. They're super cool. You know, I mean, they get that they can't please everybody, you had different expectations, and you know, maybe that's your fault for having high expectations to begin with.
No. But I will say, there's been a lot of people in the chat. They're all like, "Oh my God, it's Ghost Freaking Talking! It's Ghost Freaking Talking!"
Well, they probably remember you from last time, so that's cool. Yeah.
And they're like, "We love your podcast. We listen to it every week."
That's awesome.
So I'm like, we still have fans out there.
No, I know. I'm not saying we don't.
And they say what they like about us is that we tell it as it is.
Yeah, no.
So we like to bring the spooky, but we like to keep it legit.
Keep it real.
Keeping it real, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so make sure to subscribe here on YouTube and hit that notification bell so when new videos come out, you'll be the first one to know. Also, once again, go check out our Etsy partner, Etsy shop, Mr. Hinkle Jaws. Get your stickers. I'm going to miss plugging that.
Yeah, although you forget all the time.
Shush. All right, and we are also on Instagram and Facebook.
And?
The TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah, I'm a TikTok whore. So go out and check us out on TikTok. I try to do all the fun little, what do they call it? You know, stuff that pops up that everybody does.
The trending stuff?
The trending stuff.
I don't know. I'm not a TikToker, so... I don't know what people
you knew about
do.
Trending, though.
Well, that's on anything. Like, come on. Trending on Twitter. Come on. All trending right. on YouTube.
No, I wish we could trend. That would be so
Number
nice.
One.
6,000 people were watching his live feed tonight on that seance thing.
Yeah.
Fucking insane.
Now, do you think all those people are, you know, like, people that, you know, paid to see the show? Or were these coming from elsewhere, do you think?
No, I think these were his fans.
Okay.
And, you know, when I was reading the chat, it's all these
It was
kids.
A different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the guy definitely brings in the younger crowd. So, you know, it's like, yo, man. Yo, man. And this, yo, that's sus. That's sus, man. So, yeah, that's the kind
Alrighty. Of. Alrighty.
But I want to be YouTube famous like that.
I know. Yeah.
All right, guys. So make sure you give us all the love all over the place. And I hope you all have had a safe and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And until next time,
stay spooky. No. Everybody has a story to tell.
Yes. What are you, drunk?
No, I don't even drink.
I know.
You threw me off, though, with what you, because you usually say that before I say the last thing.
Oh, because
you threw me off.
Because I say, as always,
everybody has a story to tell.
And then
stay spooky.
Exactly. Stay spooky, ladies and gentlemen. And happy.
Check your candy.
Check that candy. Don't be a slouch.